Some sports news now in Major League Baseball. New York Yankees ace Luis Severino was pulled in the first inning of the AL wildcard game last night after giving up three runs to the Minnesota Twins. But the Yankee offense had a pretty quick answer for that, and by the end of the night, any home crowd Bronx anxiety was replaced by jubilation with an 8-4 Yankees win. Manager Joe Girardi wasted no time giving Severino the hook after his rough first inning, but the Yankee bullpen was up to the long-haul task, with Chad Green, David Robertson, Tommy Kahnle, and Aroldis Chapman all combining for 8 2/3 innings of one-run, five-hit relief. They struck out 13 combined, which ties a Major League bullpen playoff record. On offense, all it took to tie the game after Minnesota's three-run first was a three-run bomb by shortstop Didi Gregorius, who electrified the stadium crowd and helped chase Twin starter Irvin Santana. He was gone by the second. Aaron Judge, as I predicted, also went yard for the Yankees, although with his late-season home run stroke returning in earnest. Calling a home run by Judge is about as bold as predicting political attack ads will appear on TV in an election year. Brett Gardner also went yard, and Greg Bird's RBI single in the third gave the Yankees a lead they would not relinquish. So the Yankees move on to the division series, but a much tougher test awaits them now in Cleveland, where they will take on the high-powered Indians starting Thursday night. Terry Francona's club set an American League record this season with 22 consecutive wins. They really don't have a weakness on either side of the ball. They also have a determination to get back to the World Series, which they lost in heartbreaking fashion last year to the Chicago Cubs in a 7-game thriller. Masahiro Tanaka expected to start for the Yankees Thursday night against Trevor Bauer for Cleveland. Now, the National League wildcard will be played tonight. The Arizona Diamondbacks will take on the Colorado Rockies. I'm calling the D-backs in this one. If ice and a puck and pass-shoot score is more your bag, the new season of the NHL kicks off tonight. Four games are on tap. The Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens are not among that quartet, but they'll start skating for games that count for real starting tomorrow night. Locally in women's college soccer, the St. Michael's Purple Knights lost a 2-0 Northeast 10 conference game to the College of St. Rose at Duffy Field yesterday. Loss drops the Purple Knights a game under 500. They are 3-4-1 on the year. The Middlebury Panthers beat RPI 3-1 with all three goals coming in the second half. Eliza Van Voorhees and Eliza Robinson put the Panthers ahead 2-0 before RPI made it a one-goal game, and then Sabrina Glazer got an insurance goal for Middlebury in the 75th minute to improve the Panthers to 6-3-1 on the season. In Northfield, the Norwich Cadets won for just the second time this season, but they won big, routing Newberry 8-0. Freshman Sidney Roachville scored twice and added an assist for a 5.9 to lead the offense as the Cadets get their second win against 8 losses so far. In men's college soccer, UMass edged the University of Vermont 2-1 on 2 late goals at Virtue Field. Trevor Colazzo got the Catamounts on the board first with his first collegiate goal, but the Minutemen needed just a 3-minute span to spoil the upset bid with 2 goals. The first came in the 77th minute by Davis Smith, then a 20-yard free kick in the 80th minute by Alex DeSantis, hooked into the top left corner of the net for the game winner. UVM drops to 6-5 with the loss. UMass improved to 7-2-2. Elsewhere, Linden State beat Southern Vermont 2-1, also on a late strike. Abukar Hassan tied the game at 1 for the Hornets after Southern Vermont scored first, and the game winner was netted in the 80th minute on a goal by William Martin. The Hornets see their record improve to 5-3-1. College field hockey, Middlebury shut out RPI 3-0, all three scores coming in the first half off the sticks of Lauren Schwepp, Danielle Brown, and Grace Jennings. The Panthers continue their strong year, they're 7-2. Men's college golf, the St. Michael's Purple Knights play 7th at the Northeast 10 Conference Championship at Lake Sunapee Country Club. All five golfers for the first time breaking 80 at an NE10 championship for St. Mike's.